This is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we explore an album that has been hailed as the greatest jazz concert ever. The album Jazz at Massey Hall was recorded in May of 1953 in Toronto. The band consisted of several leading players of the day, trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, alto saxophonist Charlie Parker, pianist Bud Powell, bassist Charles Mingus, and drummer Max Roach. It's important to note that this was the only time these five men ever recorded together as a unit. And they opened the concert with a tune by Juan Tizol, recorded and made famous more than 10 years earlier by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Let's hear this bebop version of Perdido. The idea of this concert began when Toronto's new Jazz Society made a list of all-star jazz musicians they'd like to invite to perform together in Toronto. Somehow, they were able to get all of them in the same room, and the resulting concert became one of the most celebrated events in jazz history. It seems odd now, but the first pianist they considered was Lenny Tristano, but he suggested Bud Powell as a more appropriate pianist for the group. Let's hear Dizzy Gillespie's comical vocals along with Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach on a tune by Gillespie and drummer Kenny Clark. This is Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. The name of the salt. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
I always thought that the Jazz at Massey Hall concert was presented to a sold-out crowd, but that's quite the contrary. You see, this occurred on the same night as the Rocky Marciano-Jersey Joe Walcott boxing match. This was not just any match, this was the rematch for the heavyweight title, and it was televised live on NBC. So even though this was a bebop supergroup, many people were home watching the fight. And the fight only lasted for 2 minutes and 25 seconds. As Marciano knocked out Walcott in the first round to defend his title. And with barely more than half of the seats filled at Massey Hall, the Jazz Society failed to cover their expenses, and some of the musicians weren't even paid. Although the concert was not successful financially, we can still hear these five masters creating history, like on this famous Dizzy Gillespie composition, A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you.
Despite the low turnout and the band not getting paid, the promoter did give the recorded tapes of the show to Charles Mingus. Mingus then took them to New York, where he and Max Roach dubbed in the bass lines, which were difficult to hear on most of the tunes, and exchanged his bass solo on All the Things You Are. Later that year, the album was released on Debut Records, a small label owned by Mingus and Roach. Although it only includes 47 minutes of music from the quintet, later releases of the album included a fantastic trio set played by Powell, Mingus, and Roach. We're going to hear the Jerome Kern composition, All the Things You Are. Now, something to note is the intro that you're about to hear. It came from a 1944 Billy Eckstein tune called Good Jelly Blues, arranged by Gillespie. And because of the Massey Hall recording, this intro has become an integral part of the tune. Drummer Max Roach, known for his solo drum compositions, had the opportunity to perform one of his pieces during this concert, which he also later recorded on his album Deeds Not Words. Here he's featured on Drum Conversation. Thank you. The quintet at Massey Hall would be one of Charlie Parker's last great hurrahs. His health had been declining, and within 2 years of this concert, he passed away. But on the night of the concert, he was still playing well enough to rise to the occasion. And even though he played a white plastic saxophone here, he sounds magnificent. He actually appears as Charlie Chan on the recording credits because of his current contract with Mercury Records. Let's hear Charlie Chan on the Denzel Best composition, sometimes known as Allen's Alley, but here it's called We. Besides the stellar performance of this all-star band, it was a historic event because this was the last recording with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie together. The album was even inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1995. In an interview, drummer Max Roach said, "It was pure spontaneity. We just went on the stage and things began to happen." Let's close things out with a composition by Tad Dameron that Bird and Diz had played together years earlier. Now, this is considered a contrafact because it has the same chord changes as Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? This is Hot House. Thank you. Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.